Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you've joined me for today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to take you to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 3. Down starting in verse 13-ish, we begin to hear the story of Jesus being baptized. Now, I love this picture. I love the humility that Jesus steps into this water with John the Baptist. And I love the fact that with all the people around watching and people being baptized by John, I love the fact that Jesus the Lord, the one that we do this because of and for, is the one that came to model for us. So beginning in verse 13 in the Message, this text says, Jesus then appeared, arriving at the Jordan River from Galilee. He wanted John to baptize him. Now, I've baptized people in the Jordan River, and honestly, it's silty and muddy, and when you step into it, you kind of sink up past your ankles. But John objected while he was standing in that water. He says, I'm the one who needs to be baptized, not you. But Jesus insisted, do it. God's work, putting things right all these centuries, is coming together right now in this baptism. Now, think about that. Jesus is making this statement that all of the problems, all of the heartache, all of the sorrow, all come together at this point where Jesus is launching into the importance of him being baptized, having been under the water and brought up out of the water, picturing his death, his burial, his resurrection, and for those of us that are believers, how we're to follow in modeling him and representing our death, our burial, and our resurrection. And the scripture says, so John did it. The moment Jesus came up out of the baptismal waters, the skies opened up, and he saw God's Spirit. It looked like a dove descending and landing on him, and along with the Spirit, a voice. This is my Son, chosen and marked by my love, the light of my life. This is a proud dad moment. God the Father looks at God the Son and has this overwhelming thought of, that's my boy. So I guess the thing that we need to remember is that baptism personalizes the primordial Genesis beginnings. Just like the Spirit brooded bird-like over the ancient ocean deep, so the Spirit descending like a dove is poised over the baptismal waters. The "it was good" of creation is completed by Jesus as the delight of God's life. Let this be your prayer today. God, I praise you for speaking creative and eternity-shaping words over me, for showing me the goodness of your creation and blessing me with the peace of your acceptance in Christ. Amen. And now, friend, I invite you to take a few moments and still your soul, quiet your mind, find a place of quietude and solitude. Take a deep breath. And now, having heard a word from the Lord, ask God to speak his word into your life now with his prompt and his direction in your soul. Let him guide you and hear from him. I'm going to mind the time, and in about 40 seconds, I'll come back and wrap up our time of podcast. Well, it is good to know that God looked at Jesus at his baptism and said, that is the delight of my life. I believe he says that when we follow in obedience as well. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.